And we're learning more today about what's inside the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership, the trade deal that includes 12 countries and more than 40% of the global economy. The White House has released 30 chapters, the full text of the deal, and it is more than 6,000 pages long. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax has been digging into this. She joins us from Washington. Marilyn, what page are you up to at this point?
Hi, I'm at 5,123. Good, yeah. I'm very proud
of myself. What have we learned so far that we didn't know was in this deal?
Well, I did go over some of the tables for tariffs, and I'm now all caught up on tariffs on zinc dust and fighting cocks, breeding geese. But anyway, the big thing, that really, the big picture here is that I think what we learned from these details is that liberals got a little more of what they wanted than we expected at first. There are going to be some provisions in here for child labor, some restraints on U.S. tobacco companies operating in other countries. And there's the currency issue. There are 12 participating countries in this, and they are agreeing to refrain from currency manipulation. Now, that's something that has not been in trade deals before. Unions want it to be a lot tougher. They want, you know, punishment and strict provisions. But still, just getting something is an advance. And there are also a lot of things in here dealing with unions, particularly for Vietnam.
Yeah, unions in Vietnam, they'll be allowed, workers there will be allowed to organize and to strike.
That's right. That's a big deal. You know, when you're a U.S. worker, you don't want to compete against a country that has no unions, really weak labor laws and that. So this agreement, it changes that. Obama has managed to get the Vietnamese government to agree that workers can unionize, they can strike, and they can strike about things like wages and working conditions. That's a pretty powerful tool for workers there.
And yet unions in this country still very opposed to the TPP. You were on a call today with the AFL-CIO. What did they have to say?
Yeah, they are still, you know, really dug in, really opposed to this. Even though there are these advances that I mentioned, there's still just, you know, the gap is huge. I mean, workers in Vietnam might make 65 cents an hour. So even if they have a union and they make progress, that's still a huge difference. And that currency manipulation thing, they feel like it's the term they used was lip service, not really enforcement. So there are still all of these big gaps, and they're worried that overall this will allow companies in the United States to move more work overseas. But the Obama administration is saying, look at the really big picture. This has the opportunity to create a lot of jobs for farmers, ranchers, manufacturers. This will open up a lot of markets in a very dynamic part of the world in Asia.
So now that the text is out, what happens next in Congress? I can't imagine that all the members are going to be reading all 6,000 pages.
Well, things usually go very smoothly in Congress, as you know. So, you know, seriously, this is they've got a 60-day public review period, and then Congress begins looking at it and debating it. They have 90 legislative days to go over this. And, you know, days in Congress are not quite like your work days and mine. We're not talking about 3 months here. 90 legislative days means they can drag it out for a very long time. There is a quick scenario. Some people have said to me that they could see Congress trying to get this over with before you get too far into the election year. So they're looking for a vote before Memorial Day. But others say, nah, they're not going to want to take this up until after the lame duck session next November, after the election.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax. Get back to reading, Marilyn.
Yeah, I got a lot of pages here I got to get through.